A long night in Baltimore in preseason game number 3 for the Jaguars.
Maybe just exactly what we needed. That's what I told them afterwards. Maybe we need to have that bad feeling, even if it's a preseason game.
Flashes of greatness from the first round pick, Blackman, continues to show up.
You know, there's a lot of good that can come out of this. And, you know, if we take it the right way, we can learn from it.
One more dress rehearsal, then the regular season arrives. Tonight, we take you onto the sideline and inside the locker room. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Steve Wrigley, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman, your home each Monday night for all things Jacksonville Jaguars. Jeff? Two quick road games, but you're back from Baltimore looking ahead to Atlanta.
Ready to get the preseason over with and get the real deal started.
Let's get started with the real deal. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest, Terrence Knighton. Terrence, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And you guys got to be looking forward to the regular season more than anybody, but there is one more game to play Thursday.
Absolutely, and this is more for the younger guys and, you know, guys on the brink and that want to make the team and prove what they can do. And, you know, a lot of starters won't play, maybe play a little bit, but I'm excited to see the young guys go out there and play.
And as a veteran, yeah, I know what you're going to be doing. Okay, play-ins, one. Next play-ins, two. Third play-ins, three. You're going to be counting, you know, because, you know, you're ready. You want to get through the last preseason game healthy and get the thing started.
Absolutely. And, you know, you want to go out there and make plays so the coach pulls you off the field and say, okay, we know what you can do. But you also don't want to go out there and look bad. So, you know, just got to make sure we do what we do.
All right, well, let's take a look back at last week's game and take a look at the G-Series prime plays of the game.
Play number 3, Justin Blackman doing his thing.
Boy, doing his thing is pretty amazing. I mean, 4 catches, 72 yards, and on the preseason now, 8 catches, 120 yards, and a touchdown. And that's basically in 5 quarters of play. Impressive.
And he's getting a lot of yards after the catch as well. Play number 2,
Jalen Parmalee.
And nice. The big returns. Yeah, look at him right there getting it done.
You know, Terrence, in the third quarter there, you guys were down only 13-3. And, boy, a couple nice little kick returns there. I thought it was going to be a spark. It didn't happen, but Parmalee's got some speed.
Absolutely, and special teams is probably the most important phase in football. So that was good.
And the defense has always said that they need to make something happen. Well, play number 1, Antonio Denard's pick 6.
Well, and, Terrence, you know, once you get down towards the end of the preseason here, every rookie's trying to make an impression, and a pick 6 certainly gets attention.
Absolutely.
What's it mean for a guy like that to do something on this type of stage?
Well, it gives him confidence going into a last preseason game. And, you know, rookies a lot of times don't want to make mistakes. And, you know, I tell them all the time, go out there and make a play and, you know, get your name heard.
You know, one thing that Mel Tucker has done with you guys all throughout preseason is stressing taking the ball away. I mean, you guys, ball's on the ground defensively. You got to pick it up and take it the other way. You got 2 interceptions, and that really, if you guys are going to make a jump defensively, that's where you need to get the improvement at, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we did well last year statistically, but we want to, you know, get a lot more turnovers. That's where we lacked that on defense. You know, we did well against the run, did okay against the pass, and this year we want to, you know, take the ball away and score points on defense.
Locker room was a little lighter today. You know, when I say lighter, I'm talking about the numbers. You know, you had cuts, and you had to cut down to 75. That's happened. You've got to get down to 53 on Friday, which is really, I mean, you got 2 cuts going from basically 90 to 53 within a week. That's a little different.
Yeah, it happens quick. And, you know, in this business, it's hard to develop relationships with guys sometimes early in your career. But, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, I just wish success to the guys that are still with us.
And we see Matt Veldman there. He went on injured reserve today along with 3 other offensive linemen, John Estes, Drew Nowak, and Jason Spitz all ended up on injured reserve. Brock Bolin was waived, injured, could end up falling back on the injured reserve list.
Now, you personally, though, you've gone through quite a battle to get yourself out there and get ready, but it all happened with a sack against Baltimore. Talk about what happened with your game and the first-team defense being out there.
You know, I just went in and did what I did and just took what we did in practice and made sure I did it in the game. And, you know, I'm just happy to be back out there.
I will say this, Terrence, watching you on film, there was one particular play, and I didn't save it for the smart board because it wasn't really anything flashy defensively, but it showed you dropping back in the coverage. You know, you look pretty light on your feet, man. I know you played wide receiver in high school, but you know, you've lost a lot of weight this year. How do you feel?
Yeah, I enjoy dropping back sometimes, hopefully get an interception and see what I can do with the ball. But, you know, our coach is always joking, saying, let's get Terrence in here to drop the helping coverage. But I have fun with it. And, you know, whenever they call the play for us to drop, you know, me and Tyson or CJ's arguing about who gets the drop, so we have fun with it.
If you make an interception, you better do something with it, because you know what happens when a defensive lineman gets the pick. The entire team is watching.
Big man running.
Absolutely. I'll probably just pitch it back to Landry or somebody and let them do the rest.
You know, he always talks about being an all-state wide receiver, wore number 80 in high school, and you did have an interception. Was it against the Redskins or the Raiders 2 years ago? You had it taken away from you.
Yeah, that was, the fumble return was against the Raiders, but the pick was against Dallas.
Cowboys, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't go to the near sideline. I tried to, you know, make it a little bit longer than it should have, but, you know, it was an experience.
How your off season. I mean, you had the incident at the bar. You had an eye injury. Mm-hmm. How does the eye feel for you?
The eye feels great. You know, I see normal vision now in my eye. Everything's good, you know, and you know, now I can focus on football. You know, I still have checkups here and there, but, you know, the blessings of God, everything's fell into place.
And the thing that was amazing to me is that you went through all that, but yet you still came back lighter and, I don't want to say great shape, because you still had to kind of work your way back, but, I mean, you did great with your weight and getting it under control.
Right, and that was really my main concern while, you know, I couldn't do anything, was making sure that I was ready when it was time to get back to football. So I just made sure I stayed on top of my diet and, you know, pushed it a little bit harder than I should have working out. But, you know, it all fell into place.
And you lost 30 pounds. That's very impressive. People would love to know how you did that.
Yeah, just a lot of water, getting rid of the fruit juices, and, you know, just being consistent, you know. And you just got to find some motivation in your life to do things.
Getting the sugar out of the diet. Well, the Comcast Choice Speed Play of the Day is Rasheen Mathis and his speedy return from the knee injury.
And I like this play because it showed Rasheen really opening it up. Torrey had a beat if the ball was perfect, but, I mean, Terrence, I mean, seeing Rasheen back, coming back from a reconstructed knee, and see him open it up, at least get, you know, I think he got 11 snaps in the ball game. I mean, that's good for you guys because it's a, you know, corner's a premium position.
Right, and you feel comfortable seeing a guy like Rasheen back there who's proven himself in the league. And, you know, I'm just happy that he's 100% now.
You guys this year have probably one of the deepest positions on the football team, defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. You, CJ, Tyson, and then obviously Jairus Pendleton and De'Anthony Smith, who's come back from an Achilles injury and a foot injury. I mean, that's a one heck of a group.
Right.
That you guys have.
Yeah, we want to rush the passer, and, you know, it's better to rush it in waves and, you know, ultimately being a nose tackle, you know, our main thing is to stop the run and be stout, but we also want to make sure, you know, we get pressure on the quarterback when teams pass on first and second down. So, you know, we got a good group of guys. You know, we push each other each day, especially me and CJ, and we're out there having fun right now.
Having Tyson, a healthy Tyson, has to help a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He doesn't say much, but...
He doesn't say anything.
No, but it's good to have him back, though.
Well, we're going to get you over there on the smart board with Jeff in a minute, but first it's time for a little trivia. As we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access, here's tonight's question. Terrence Knighton's nickname is Pot Roast because of a meal he ordered on the team plane. Which former teammate came up with that nickname? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. There's still much more to come here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access, Terrence Knighton is back on the field full time. Pot Roast goes to the smart board with Jeff. Plus, we're going inside the Jaguars locker room to hear what he had to say after the loss in Baltimore. But first, here are the Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Big strides so far. Another big test tonight for Jacksonville.
Perfect!
Gabbert with time and a completion. Blackman trying to break free. And Justin Blackman with another catch and another first down.
Go get that ball! Go get it!
And empty backfield. Flacco under pressure. And Flacco is sacked. Back at the 15-yard line, Terrence Knighton with the sack.
Great job on the action right there.
The give to Jennings. Nice little move across the 25. And Jennings, a 15-yard run. Gabbert with time. Blackman with another grab. Blackman down the sidelines and another first down.
Doing a good job of keeping up tempo on us. We got to put it right back at him.
Never sets the throw on first down. Blackman with a grab at the 35. A strike thrown by Blaine Gabbert to a guy who's quickly becoming his favorite.
Come on, stay in the game.
All right, don't let him think they got it.
Pressure coming from the Jaguars. Flacco's in trouble. Hit. The ball pops loose. They got to Flacco and nearly got the turnover.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
It's not too late to get your Jaguars season tickets. There are still a lot of great seats left. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Terrence Knighton is our special guest. We'll talk about life off the football field in just a couple of minutes, but it's time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff.
Well, and you know, not everything was bad last week against the Baltimore Ravens. There were some really good things, and I brought Terrence Knighton up here today because there are some plays that, Terrence, that happened in this ball game that I thought were outstanding. This one doesn't involve you, but right. Tyson Alualu is working his way back, and this is called a what? For all the people that don't know, it's a stunt.
It's called a pirate.
And a pirate's been around forever.
I mean, we
actually called it a pirate back when I was even playing. And it's just sinking the tackle and the defensive end. And Andre Branch, the young player, me and you were just talking. He is playing very well.
Right. He plays with a lot of emotion. He wants to fit in and he wants to come in and, you know, make his contribution and you know, show why he's been drafted so high.
And a nice job by the both of them of tackle for little or no gain. And this play I like because this is actually the sack play, and there's something for using the acronym last week, and it was YAC. Well, this week it's ET or ET, and ET means the end comes underneath this tackle first, and then you do what, and then come around because now the what. I want you to explain what the what is to people.
Right. Most importantly, I have to sell on the guard to make him think I'm doing an inside move to distract him from the end coming inside, because a lot of guys will sit there and shake at the line, and really good guards in this league will automatically know it's a game. So I'm just trying to portray an inside move, and you know, me and Moore work on this every day in practice, him coming down, setting a great pick, and I came around free.
That's Aaron Morgan working with you. A great job by him of hitting it with speed and a great job of selling it by you. And this play I've got because you're actually rushing against the veteran, Matt Burke. And how does it feel to actually get a pressure on a guy who had surgery for varicose veins in the offseason?
Well, he's a tough player. He's been around for a while. And, he's real crafty.
But great pressure.
Yeah. And I knew I had to switch it up on him just because all game I've been crossing his face. And, you know, I just decided to hit him with some power this time and get some pressure on Flacco.
And Flacco sees you, and when he sees you, he tries to escape, and that allows Andre to come from behind and does a great job, ball awareness. You guys do this in every drill, all through training camp, and to me that was an outstanding job by you and Andre Branch teaming up.
Right.
All right, folks, when we come back, even the great Ray Lewis can get fooled every once in a while, and I'm going to show you that on the smart board. But first, let's go inside the locker room after the Baltimore game.
Oh, well, you never want to lose a game like that, preseason, regular season. You want it to be close, and the positive that we got to take out of this is we put a lot of stuff on film. We faced a great defense that gave us a lot of different looks.
This is Jaguars All Access.
And welcome back to the Smart Board here on Jaguars All Access. All right, I teased it a little bit there, the Hall of Famer Ray Lewis, and I'm also going to show a little Ed Reed because there was a play that happened in this ball game that showed me that it was a great play designed by Bob Bratkowski, the Jaguars offensive coordinator. If we jump into it here, the fullback, Greg Jones, leads this way, and then Rashad steps this way. And so Ray Lewis, here he is right here as a middle linebacker, steps to the flow. And what actually happens is that once Rashad takes the front side handoff, but it's not. It's a backside handoff. There's the full part of it. And because of Ray jumping to this side, it allows Cameron Bradfield, who was the left tackle in this ball game, to get a great angle block on Ray Lewis. And he hits him once, and then he goes back after him again and hits him twice. Now let's focus in on Rashad getting to the outside. He outruns Kruger, the outside linebacker. Outstanding job. Then he runs through a defensive back. And then he ends up getting a little block there by Mercedes to allow him a one-on-one opportunity against Bernard Pollard, their safety, and he carries Bernard Pollard for about 4 or 5 yards. An outstanding run by Rashad Jennings. I mean, to me, you can't do any better than that. All right, this play. Another potential, or not even potential, future Hall of Famer, Ed Reed. 1 million interceptions, covering Justin Blackmon in the slot. That's pretty good respect, in my opinion. Watch the route that Justin has. All it is a little slow out route. And to me, the best part of this is the throw. Ed Reed is an intercepting machine, and he's trying to jump this route and get underneath of it and make the interception. The ball was thrown right on the money by Blaine Gabbert. It's a nice route by Justin Blackmon. All right, remember last week I talked about Yak? All right, Justin catches this ball here 6 yards down the field. And then he gains 14 yards of Yak. And what I liked at the end here, when you're a wide receiver, you've got to be smart. You've got to end up sometimes saying, I'll turn down the contact. Bernard Pollard is coming 100 miles an hour, one of the most physical safeties, live to play another down. Ducks his head, saves his body from the hit, and then Bernard Pollard gets up and jumps in his face, and Justin just ends up walking past him and ignoring it. That's what I'd like. Haloti Ngata, one of the most dominant players in the National Football League. Watch this. Evan Britton, physical run blocker. He throws Evan aside, ends up coming after him and going after Greg Jones, knocks him on his heels, and then goes after the ball and knocks down Uche Nwaneri. Hey, one of the most dominant defensive tackles in the game, but still it turned out to be a nice play for Rashad Jennings again, getting some serious yards down the field. And Steve, Haloti Ngata, one of the best in the National Football League, and in the future I'm expecting Terrence Knight to be one of the best as well.
Well, they sure got a good look at that Ravens defense last week, Jeff, and that Ravens defense has always been good. All right, let's continue our conversation with Terrence Knight. And Terrence, you're kind of low-key in us tonight. Normally, you are the most talkative guy in the locker room. We need you to bring it up a little bit, because we were talking about a segment called Slow Cooking with Pot Roast.
Right.
I want to know what you're thinking on a weekly basis.
Well, I watch all sports, so, I mean, I'm in tune with everything that's going on, and I have a lot of thoughts going through my head about everything, you know, recently the Olympics, and I used to have fun with it on Twitter when I was on it, and whatever pops in my head, I'm the type of guy to just say it.
Well, what's your overriding thought of the Olympics? I was in the stadium that day when Sonya won the gold medal, but what other things impressed you from the Olympics?
The basketball team, that's what I was looking forward to seeing. A lot of people were comparing them to the 92 Dream Team, who I think they couldn't beat, but it was just fun arguing about that and seeing them come out successful.
A lot of guys on the team talk about other sports they played. Mercedes Lewis played basketball in high school. Jeremy Mincy tells us he was quite the basketball player. Talk about your high school career. What other sports did you play? Did you play basketball? And people, I've been hearing for years, all-state wide receiver.
Yeah, I was an all-state wide receiver my senior year. I actually was an all-conference player in basketball also. I should have been all-state, but, my high school team's pretty stacked, so you couldn't have three guys in the all-state. But, I actually quit football, my sophomore year, but my mom dragged me back out there and made me play. So halfway through my junior year, I came back, and, thank God she did that.
Yeah, your mom's a big role model in your life, but I want to talk about your dating life, your love life. You were, like, doing stand-up comedy when you had your first press conference there. It was great. You talked about being on Match.com. Any updates you want to share?
No, I haven't updated yet. I plan on it. I don't have a picture up. I'm looking for a woman to like me based on, how I describe myself. But, I'll have to put up a picture eventually, and then I'm pretty sure I'll get a lot of hits after that.
Yeah, the picture, and also, too, the salary part, too. You're listing your salary under $100,000. I think you're doing a little better than that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that's, during the season. But the off season, that's what I'm going off of when I have a lot of time.
All right.
So.
All right, well, for appearing on tonight's show, you're going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Here you go.
Thank you.
Our gift to you. Thanks for coming in tonight, Terrence. There's still more to come on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, and we'll have the images of the week. Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All last year we had guests as part of the Florida Dairy Council's Fuel Up to Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for our special guests throughout the season. Well, the Dairy Council kids are not the only ones who need to stay in shape. John Osier runs the treadmill of information that is Jaguars.com. Let's take a run into the ozone.
I'm John Osier here with tonight's ozone question. Trent from Grove, Texas writes, "Everybody talks about Justin Blackmon's hands, which are good, but the thing I like about him is his ability to finish the play. That's what coaches love to see in a player. You've touched on two things, but those aren't the only reasons the Jaguars are excited about Blackmon. Are his hands good? Very. Does he get open consistently? Yes. Does he finish plays? Yeah, he does that too. But you know what's really notable about Blackmon this preseason? He's showing up. He has played in two games, and he was the best wide receiver on the team in both of them. It's apparent that Blaine Gabbert knows where he is in the field, and he trusts that. I know it's early and it's just preseason, but it's apparent that Blackmon is going to be a contributor, not later, but now. Seeing that makes this preseason a success already."
You can send your questions to John anytime. Just go to Jaguars.com/news. All right, let's take a look at our Gatorade Prime headlines as the Jags prepare for their final preseason game. Familiar faces, Mike Mularkey facing his former team, the Falcons, featuring Mike Smith and former Jags offensive coordinator, Dirk Koetter. And another cutdown day is coming. The Jags have to be down to their 53-man roster by Friday. And peeking ahead just a bit, we are only 13 days away from the season opener on the road at the Minnesota Vikings. All right, Jeff, we were talking earlier in the show, and you said you're glad that you got to watch this camp from a distance.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the nice thing is to me is that the camp was, to me, a little delayed getting started because I wanted to see Justin Blackmon. Your thoughts real quick on Justin Blackmon, because he's been incredible.
Well, I mean, it looks like he's doing the same thing he was doing in college, and I'm just happy that he's, you know, beating all the rumors and, you know, all the things that he went through.
Doing his thing. Thanks a lot, Terrence Knight, for joining us on Jaguars All Access.